My name is Bradley Butler. I am the executive director and curator at Main Street Arts, located in the village of Clifton Springs, New York. We are a nonprofit arts organization with a focus on exhibitions and arts education. We also focus on literary arts and literacy through our bookstore, Sulphur Books. Main Street Arts opened in June of 2013, and since then, we have continued to evolve and expand our offerings, but have also narrowed our focus on the core of our mission, which benefits our immediate community in our region of upstate New York, and our growing community, which reaches further beyond our geographic location. Exhibitions are at the heart of what we do at Main Street Arts, and other programs branch off and relate back to the themes presented through our exhibitions. One of our youth programs, the After School Art Experience, has students in grades 1 through 6 making art right in the gallery. They learn about the work of artists from our region and make their own works of art inspired by what they're seeing. At the start of each 4-week session, I give them a brief overview of the exhibition. I really enjoy talking to them and helping them connect the ideas behind the work to what they're seeing in the finished pieces in the gallery. An art resource library is the latest program to develop at Main Street Arts, officially opening in August of this year. Books are selected from our growing collection to coincide with each exhibition. This encourages visitors to delve deeper into the historical context of the art that they're seeing at Main Street Arts. From June of 2016 through March of 2020, we welcomed 75 resident artists from 19 U.S. states and 2 Canadian provinces through our artist residency program. This program provided time and space for artists to focus on their work for 1 or 2 months at a time. While this program remains on hold as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are making an effort to focus on the work of former residents in our exhibitions. 2 recent exhibitions featured the work of a total of 6 former residents. An exhibition called Eternal Ephemera included painting, sculpture, printmaking, and photography by Evan Bobrow of Rochester, New York, Leah Finston of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Scott McMahon of Columbia, Missouri, and Rowan Walton of Berkeley, California. This exhibition addressed the ideas of memory, myth, and imaginary worlds. Another exhibition, called Love Songs, featured drawings and paintings by Gina Massaro and Sam Frado, now located in Ithaca, New York. This exhibition was a visual record of the relationship between the two artists. They met shortly before Gina's residency in July of 2019 and have made art together since then. Next September, we'll have an exhibition called Daily Muses, which includes the work of Vicky Pierre of Miami, Florida. Vicky was a resident in November of 2019 and will also co-curate this exhibition and has invited artists to show alongside of her. When an artist does a residency, whether at Main Street Arts or somewhere else, they'll typically come with a body of work that is in progress, or they'll start something new, but no matter what, the location of the residency seems to have an impact on the work, and interactions throughout the residency also have an impact. During each of these artist residencies at Main Street Arts, I spent a lot of time in their studios talking about their work. As an artist myself, I find talking to artists in their studios to be fascinating, rewarding, and highly educational. Similarly, a studio visit is important to an artist, and it's quite different from an art school critique. Conversations that I have with artists tend to range from talking about process and materials and inspirations for coming up with ideas in the work. But more often than not, talking about art leads to talking about life and finding meaning and connection, asking big, unanswerable questions about existence and purpose, and realizing that we all have these questions. We're all searching for the same meaning as artists and non-artists alike. Art is often used as decoration, something to look at. But a work of art is best used as a vehicle for communication, and quite often, the work becomes more impactful after spending time discussing it with someone else. Whether this is the artist themselves, or if I'm talking to a visitor to the gallery about the work in our exhibition. Just last night, we had a reception and artist talk in celebration of the opening of Joy Adams' solo exhibition, A Long Day's Journey. Joy lives in Trumansburg, New York, and has had a long career as an artist. She's prolific and works in her studio every day. The exhibition includes 32 drawings and paintings highlighting Joy's work from the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, along with new and recent works. She said in last night's talk, "To all you aspiring artists, it takes a heck of a lot more than you think it does. You don't just decorate a surface, you live and breathe it. Every single day of my life is spent in the studio." She continued, "The work comes from somewhere within, and you become fascinated with it. You don't think about anything else, you don't go anywhere. And you don't work to be good at it. You work because you can't stop, you can't do anything else." As with many of our exhibitions, I had the opportunity to visit Joy in her studio in preparation for this exhibition, and we spent hours talking. Obviously, discussing her work and planning for the exhibition, but mostly about life and the meaning we make for ourselves and for those around us. I hope the same for anyone who truly engages with a work of art beyond what it looks like or how much it costs, because in the end, it's the human connection that keeps me interested in working in the arts year after year.